This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The distribution of financial aid or ayuda to qualified beneficiaries will possibly start next week, an executive of the Department of Interior and Local Government, Baird. In a laging handa news briefing, the ILG Undersecretary and Spokesperson Jonathan Malaya noted that LGUs should be given more time to make the necessary logistical adjustments for the cash aid distribution as certain probable conditions will have to be contended with. The DILG spokesperson said the release of the funds was expected to be released by the Department of Budget and Management on Thursday, August 5, as they await the special allotment release order and the notice of cash allocation of the ayuda for NCR residents. After this, Malaya said they will wait for the local budget circular from the DBM. The DILG, DSWD, and DND will then issue the guidelines in the distribution process similar to the financial assistance distribution system last year. The Department of the Interior and Local Government has withdrawn the show cause order it issued against Manila Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Dumagoso for the city's alleged failure to meet the Anti-Drug Abuse Council standards in 2018. DILG Secretary Eduardo Año, in a message to the Manila Bulletin Friday, August 6, said all the personnel behind the erroneous listing of Dumagoso in the show cause order have been reprimanded for the honest mistake. Año explained that the show cause order should have been intended for former Mayor Joseph Estrada since the performance audit was done for the year 2018. While Dumagoso assumed only in 2019. The show cause order has been recalled and Mayor Isko does not have to answer it, according to Año. In May 2018, Dumagoso was appointed by Duterte as Undersecretary for Luzon Affairs at the DSWD. Pag-asa monitored 3 tropical storms and 1 tropical depression outside the country's area of responsibility this morning, August 6. Tropical storms Marinay, formerly Goryeo, Nida, and Lupit were located 1,080 kilometers northeast of extreme northern Luzon, 3,045 kilometers northeast of extreme northern Luzon, and 580 kilometers northeast of Itbayat, Batanes, respectively. Meanwhile, the tropical depression was estimated at 1,795 kilometers northeast of extreme northern Luzon. Pag-asa said, the 4 cyclones have a slim chance of entering the Philippine area of responsibility but may continue to enhance the southwest monsoon or habagat in the next few days. China will strive to provide 2 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world this year and donate 100 million to the international vaccine distribution system known as COVAX, as announced by President Xi Jinping Thursday. The pledge came in a written message by Xi to a video forum on vaccine cooperation as China battles a fresh outbreak fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant. Delta has now been detected in parts of China, prompting mass testing and sending the number of daily cases to their highest in months. The latest pledge also follows President Joe Biden's announcement that the United States has donated over 100 million shots overseas. Beginning later this month, Washington will start dispatching an additional 500 million Pfizer doses that it has promised to 100 low-income countries.
Raymond Gutierrez recently opened up on the reason behind his decision to make public his sexual orientation or gender identity. In a recent Instagram post, he noted how he always questioned if it is too late for him. But he added that he hopes to inspire others to live their truth and to start conversations or debates or encourage others to not live in fear. He ended his post by saying, "By inspiring others to live their truth, I can hopefully change that trajectory of someone's future for the better." Nas Daily reacted to the viral post of the Kakao Project founder Luis Emmanuel de Guzman Mabulo. According to Mabulo's post, Nas was exploitative and fueling a neo-colonialist narrative using the need of Pinoys for foreign validation. The online content creator rebutted saying that the story was not true on the ground. Nas added that there are no 200 farmers that Mabulo worked with and that there are no cacao plantations that she don't personally profit from. He also advised her to be truthful about her work and that the True Cacao Project is not as truthful as the media says it is. Yumir Felix Marshall is set to receive 7 million pesos from the government and the private sector following his bronze medal showing in the Tokyo Olympics. 2 million pesos will come from the government, while the MPP Sports Foundation and San Miguel Corporation pledged to match the same amount. Deputy House Speaker Mikey Romero also made the commitment to hand over 1 million pesos. More pledges could come from different groups given the euphoria of the country's most successful run in the Summer Games. Meanwhile, the Philippines will have another shot for a gold medal as fellow boxer Carlo Paalam will face Galal Yafai of Great Britain for the finals of the men's flyweight on Saturday, August 7 at around 1 p.m.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.